the beginning, it's a process where people nominate you. So I wasn't even aware that people had been doing it. And then even if you had 100 people nominate you or one person nominate you, then only one person from everybody went through into a kind of ballot.
Yeah.
And then they put another ballot for all the people that they'd weeded out and kind of like a long period down. And then I found out that I was through and that I might be running. And then my very final one said, you're running and this is where you're going to be.
That's just so exciting. So you could have been anywhere, or do they try to let you run near where you live?
They try to kind of have you within 40 minutes of your home.
Okay. How far ahead of time did you know that you'd be doing it?
I knew in December, but we weren't allowed to release that out straight away. So I had a little bit of time before everybody else knew.
Now, your husband's in the military, isn't he?
He is. He's a petty officer in the Navy.
So he can be away for long periods of time.
Yes, lots recently.
And you suffer from lupus, so this was a real challenge for you.
I do. It affects me in quite a few ways, really.
When you knew you were going to do this, what did you do to kind of get into shape for it? Because I know you've lost an awful lot of weight recently.
I have. I've lost 2 stone. That's helped. Definitely helped. And I've just been walking, really, because I thought, well, if I wake up on the day and everything is all swollen and all really sore, then at least I can walk with it, because I've seen the others do the same.
Yeah.
But I was kind of determined. I wanted to run with it and just be proud of myself as well on the day.
And were you able to run with it in the end?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I ran pretty much the whole way, so I'm quite pleased with that.
So what was it like on the actual day? I'm sure you were super excited, but a little bit nervous in the run-up to it?
Oh, definitely. When we arrived, because we had a different meeting point, and we all kind of grouped together and had photos taken as a group, the torchbearers in kind of the area I was with. And the nerves in my stomach were so horrible, like really painful nerves. And all the way there, we were thinking, oh, no, so nervous. But the moment you step off the coach, there's just crowds everywhere and they are so, so excited. And you forget. All of a sudden, they want pictures taken and you're quite happy to do that. And it just lifted your adrenaline levels 12 times higher.
Sammy, where are you going to keep your torch? Because, of course, that in itself is a reminder for the rest of your life that you were part of something so incredibly special.
What I would quite like is that it actually raised some money for charities as well at the same time.
Yeah.
So it might come out for visits.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. And also other people then can see it. People that couldn't really see it before or just want to touch it.